Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Bonerwood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Now, God damn it, Bo, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical. Oh, ah.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh,
you're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It is March the 12th, 2022. I'm Bonerwood. There's absolutely nobody here but myself, the Bacon Man himself, Oink, from Alaska, and the Alaska used to be
expatriate.
There we go. JJ PTS dog Joaquin a lot of times. How are you guys doing this evening?
Fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Fair to middling. Moderately spiffy.
Well, I just spent a lot of money on this new cologne, premium unleaded 98, dude. And let me tell you, it smells amazing.
Shit. You pay it out the ass for that shit.
I couldn't help myself.
I'm telling you what, in 2018, I filled up my tank and it cost me less than $60. And that was the first time. And I was like, holy shit. And 2 days ago, I filled up my tank and it cost me $89. And I was like, holy shit.
I believe it.
You didn't get a reach round, son of
a
bitch.
I didn't. That 55 gallon drum of lube, I'm putting one in the back of the truck from now on. I'm just carrying it with me for when I need to fill up.
I'll hear you.
Shit.
We are now taking donations for anal lube. So if you want to send us donations, that's paypal.me/DVRadio. I think that's our PayPal donation thing.
They sell 55 gallon drums of it on Amazon.
Yep.
We just need some.
Hell, it's probably cheaper than the gas itself anyway.
Right. I wonder if it's petroleum based.
Right. Shit. I'll do like Uncle Jesse and fucking just run everything off of some corn whiskey. Fucking
for real, man.
And that was an actual thing people actually used to do. If you did not know it, they used to run cars off of corn whiskey. And let me tell you, that shit will fucking halt. Anyway, we don't have DV6. We don't have Google. We don't have Recoil. And we don't have Sergeant Wardog. It's just us lonely assholes in here tonight. So we're probably not going to go past 9. I'm going to tell you that right now, because I don't think there's been one solid minute during pre-show that none of us weren't yawning. At least one of us was yawning during that.
Yeah, this is
yawning, eyes watering, you name it.
Fuck, dude.
Mrs. Payne was just saying that this morning at 4, we had a thunderstorm. It was 50 degrees out. We had a mm-hmm. thunderstorm. But right now, it's 28. We've had snow, rain, if you name it. It threw it at us today.
Did you guys get the wind this morning?
Oh my God. Yes.
Right. I woke up this morning because I went to sleep during the storm because I love storms. But anyway, I woke up this morning and I swear to you, I thought the fucking roof was going to come off. It was like, I was like, what the fuck? Because it was catching the end and rattling. I was like, what the fuck? But
yeah, the girls were freaked. You've never had fun until you've had a 150 pound mastiff puppy in your lap, scared. And yeah, she's a sweetheart, though. I love her to death, and I don't mind. But it sucked that she woke me up scared at 4 a.m. But
yeah,
whatever. Yeah. I had to drug Jingle Bell. She has to take CBD because she's just always been terrified. But it was so bad that all three girls, none of them would even potty this morning. They were too scared.
No,
it was that bad. It was that bad. I didn't get them all to actually potty until like 7:30 or 8 once it sort of calmed down. But
I mean, the dogs here are usually good unless it's one of those bad storms like we had that night when the lightning struck like 20 feet from my window.
Yeah, I remember that.
They're usually pretty good with storms and wind, but anything that's really vicious like that one night, then Daisy, she just, bless her heart, she has a panic attack and drooling and wanting to be on somebody. It's like, damn, girl, I love you, but shit.
Yeah. And then there's Skeeter.
Yeah.
Who was like, he just doesn't care. Skeeter's just like, oh, it's a storm. Oh, it's raining. I got to go potty.
It's
zero fucks given by that dog. He's just like, whatever.
Right.
Unfazed.
Big and I'm sorry about the outro playing at the beginning. When we first got in here, me and Oink, at first, everything switched over to another cable on our setup. And then when I start playing everything, I shit you not, it plays on the normal cable that I normally have it.
Nice.
And I don't know how that got switched up with the outro. And
another update. It's another update.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, since Nevermore bought me this laptop, it's nice having a computer that actually I don't have to wind it up in the back to get it to run. So,
yeah, you don't have to wind it up and watch the light turn red before you press power.
Right. It doesn't make that annoying dial-up noise either. So
I can actually see you doing that.
Wind it up like the old storm sirens.
Yep. Then you touch it and go, damn, that's hot. Should I use it now or wait? Because those
if it only shocks me twice, man. It's okay, right?
Right. Me and Oink actually seen an amp earlier. I think it was like from the 1950s. And on the back, it said AC power only. I was like, yeah, kids don't know what the fuck that means today. Like,
right.
There is no warning label like that. That's back when AC/DC actually meant something.
Before the band, people. Before the band.
Before the band.
Yep. Yep.
It meant death or security. One of the two. If you don't know the Great War of AC/DC, look it up. You'll have fun. It involves Ben Franklin and Nikola Tesla. And Ben Franklin.
I was going to say Tesla. Tesla and Edison.
Edison. That I don't know why I said Franklin. I fucking said Franklin.
Yeah, Edison. Yeah,
Edison.
Edison and yeah. Edison, well, you know, Edison. Have you ever seen some of the old photos of the DC wiring?
It's been a while.
In New York City?
It's been a
while. It looks like Spider-Man spun webs all the way down like, you know, Fifth Avenue in New York City, right?
It looks like the old rope cargo nets that they would use at the fucking harbor. That's what it looks like. They just threw it over the fucking city.
They just ran cables willy fucking nilly because it was all DC.
Oh shit. So we don't really have any updates other than DV6 has shoveled the lawn of snow 4 times a day and he's not doing it again, supposedly. He said he was gonna be on tonight. Google is between
stuck.
Yeah, she's stuck. She's stuck. She's not home yet. I'll put it that way. I don't know what the fuck Recoil is doing.
Playing wah guitar.
He's probably messing with his new setup. And War Dog is taking the night off. We hope everything's all right with your brother. But yeah, that's really all the updates as far as farm and shit's concerned. We don't have any new DV radio updates other than we are putting together a Caregivers Unite site, which is basically a forum. It's going to be similar to a forum that you've been to before, because it was way cheaper and easier to set up than creating a full website and all that. And although I do incur some costs from it, it's okay. It's totally worth it. But if you don't know, the whole Caregiver Legacy Program through the Veterans Affairs is turned ass up thanks to a certain administration. And I got blocked from one of the VA workers the other day. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, she has blocked at least everybody that I've been talking to. So that's me and probably about 20 wives over the past week and a half, just for saying, what is your response to this? And it's a video from 2018 of them saying, we need to take care of our caregivers. Basically, that's basically what they're saying. And
wow.
Yeah.
They're doing just the opposite.
Well, let me tell you, as soon as I seen her bio, I was like, you know what? She's one of those that I can't trust. And after she blocked us, I have a personal account, so I went and looked at her Twitter page, which I didn't create it to go harass her, because I wasn't harassing her in the first place, and I didn't tweet at her, but I went and looked at it, and she had put up a tweet saying, this is my personal account, if you're gonna come at me and harass me, you're gonna get blocked, and hashtag boundaries. And then you go through her Twitter feed, and guess what? She has a shit ton of Veteran Affairs related stuff on there, which is her fucking job. So me being Bo, I tweeted out, and I didn't at her, I didn't mention her name, but I basically said, that's number one, that's the sorriest excuse I've ever seen for blocking somebody for asking for your response about a serious situation. And then secondly, I said, if it's that personal, stop posting work-related stuff and lock your fucking Twitter profile down if it's that personal. Now, if I'm wrong, let whatever holiness strike me down that may exist right now.
Nope, still here. You're good.
I'm still here, yeah. yeah. Everything's coming down around them big time. There's a class action lawsuit getting put together against them, which is good. But the whole forum is meant for caregivers of veterans to come together and help one another and give resources and hopefully just overall make it an actual community that is viable. There's not a lot of these individuals on social media, so it's not, you know, social media esque or video esque or anything like it. It's a message board essentially. So we probably will make that public. Today is Saturday the 12th, so probably Monday the 14th. I've got a few more tests to run because I just finished making sure the email thing was working today. And then hopefully we can go full force Monday with that. And if you're a veteran, a caregiver of a veteran that this has affected or is about to affect, and you know, you need to talk to somebody about it or want to get your story out there, we have a form on DV Radio's page, on the Facebook page, as well as Twitter. It's a Google Doc form, so just fill it out. And we'll get to you as soon as we vet everything as far as, you know, if it's affected you, if it's about to affect you, all that good stuff. We'll do a roundtable discussions with it, just like the other caregivers roundtable discussions for autism and disabilities, which I did close. So we're not taking any more participants for that right now. But this is a serious issue. Go ahead.
This is serious. And given some of the recent things that have come to light, like with Jen from Longhorn Paranormal and everything, do you think there's a risk of retaliation from the VA for people who participate in this?
Oh, definitely. And the reason I say that is because I can't even appeal right now, because I was supposed to have my letters and documents in the mail already after I was told when that decision had been made for me on February. The decision was made on February 8th. I had a phone call on February 10th. Today's March 12th, and I've still not received anything. On top of that, I know numerous, numerous caregivers who have not been able to appeal because they've received nothing as well. And that, in part, is a part of retaliation already for us just speaking. Mm-hmm. So,
for just saying, hey, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Exactly. And I, from what I've seen, I could be wrong, I haven't seen anybody say anything wrong as far as, you know, cursing or demeaning or anything like that. They're spitting facts. That's all you can do, really. Calling people out on their lies and quote unquote injustices.
I seem to remember this being tossed around during the Trump administration and it got quashed. Trump was like, no, we're not doing that. Am I wrong? Am I misremembering that?
2018 to 2019, they tried to change it then. It didn't take effect until October of 2020. And I should have known then what was about to happen with administration and all that. But we were like, okay, everything's basically the same because it was then. And I'll send you guys the PDF so you can look it over, because me and my mom have looked it over a million times and everything contradicts itself as far as
there's a surprise,
right? Mm-hmm. As far as you being eligible to be in the caregiver program, it's contradictory in of itself. But anyway, a bigger issue with this, which is something that we take real personal, is suicide. And this right here is going to cause a lot of veterans to probably commit suicide. And I say that because many of these veterans and their caregivers are ineligible now. And you just took $3,000+ away from 90% of these families, most likely. I say 90%. Yeah. I could be wrong. But seeing as how the denial rate and the reverse rate is 90% right now, 90% is a good fucking number for me to goddamn use, I think.
I was reading something, an article about some of the proposed changes, and I'm sitting here and the quote from the internal document that got leaked that started like the kind of the alarm bells with the most recent round of proposed changes was, we're going to save millions of dollars. And I'm sitting here thinking, your entire budget exists for one purpose and one purpose only, to take care of veterans. And now you want to do it less and you're gloating?
Well, not only that, that millions of dollars they say they put towards, as I've mentioned, the suicide campaign, which is let's stop veterans within the first 10 minutes to accessing a gun. And they gave themselves like a $6 or $7 million raise. I can't remember the exact number, but I know it's over $4 million. And that was just within the last month, I believe. So that money they saved went into their pockets.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I don't fucking care. I'll say it right out loud. If you want to look at what the swamp is, if you want to look at what the deep state is, look at the VA.
Yeah.
The entrenchment of civil service employees into positions where they have a modicum of power and nobody can fire them is the problem with the United States government. The VA, as the second largest organization in the United States government, is a microcosm. It's a snapshot of the corruption throughout the government. And what's so frustrating is the people that the VA is bending over are trained to do something about it.
Yeah.
What's it going to take? How many more pushes is it going to take before we're like, fuck this, we're done?
Yeah. And I'm not going to, you know, spill beans on who I've talked to, but I talked to a few VA personnel recently, and I don't mind raises if it's for the right people. And it's not going to the right people. It's not going to the nurses. It's not
going to the fucking doctors. Executives who are the ones who are bending us over and butt raping us.
And then with that, Nahum brings up a good point, which I was trying to allude to. If a vet already feels like a burden because of their disability, this could easily cause them harm and most likely will.
Correct.
I mean, I know I feel like a burden to everybody in my household. Shit. I mean, I just sit here and get shit done for me, and people, you got it made. No, motherfucker, I don't. you don't know what it's like to sit here for a decade not being able to be a person when everything's taken away from you because of a stupid ass chronic fucking disease that is incurable. And the military was like, eh, it's depression, it's homesickness. And then gives you Imodium to cover it up. And then it almost kills you numerous times. No, it's not getting it made. I don't have it made. I don't. I mean, in some light, yes, but I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it. And I know there are people out there that right now, because they were just told they're ineligible, they're thinking of ways to either commit suicide and still be able to get their pension or not become a burden anymore. One of the two. And there's only two ways you can do that, and that's either a mental hospital or suicide. That's it. There's no other ways out of it. Point blank. I know somebody will be like, oh, that's just heartless. No, it's not. It's fucking reality. It's the fucking truth. It's the fucking truth. The sad fucking truth. The disgusting truth. The shit you don't hear on CNN and NBC and Fox and whatever else fucking stupid ass propaganda news organization out there. But anyway, I'm getting pissed off and I shouldn't be, because it's Saturday and I want to be happy, not tired and pissed off.
Yeah, this is a subject that when we bring it up,
well, I mean, it's personal for me because I'm in the middle of it, and I think it's personal to you guys because, one, you guys know me and you guys know my mom and what the fuck she goes through. And then we've also got people outside of our family here that we know is going through worse than I am. And what the fuck are we going to do other than fucking shout?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made a promise in a contract that we signed, and everybody's like, oh, it's the government, they can change a contract anytime. And that's why we're trying to hold them fucking accountable. You wouldn't go to work, them not pay you for 2 weeks, and you not want to hold them accountable for you showing up to work and them not paying you, would you? I mean, am I fucking stupid or what the fuck? I've had people say that shit, and I'm like, and I hate the people. Well, you volunteered. Bitch, you volunteered for your job, too. Don't fucking.
Right? Yeah, don't, you didn't have to go to work at Piggly Wiggly.
Don't even bring that volunteer shit up to me. When you signed a contract, you sign a fucking contract. Like, fuck you and your volunteerism bullshit. Fucking social justice warrior motherfuckers. Anyway, this is Barracks Talk here on WDVRDVRadio.net. I'm Boner Will. We got Oink and JJ on with us this evening. JJ, you got some stuff headed out tomorrow on your YouTubes.
Yeah, I've got a new video premiering at 4 in the morning. Because that's usually when Munchie wakes me up. So that's when I premiere my videos. It was going to be, usually I premiere on Fridays. When I can't premiere on Fridays, I have them premiere on Sunday. And the reason is I wasn't done filming until midday Friday. And it's kind of cool. There's a veteran named Jeremy Fulton, who is a blacksmith, a traditional blacksmith turned knife maker. And he is very talented. The name of his business is Norse Forged Blades, and he's in Salisbury. And he's opening a bladesmithing school in Salisbury, and it's either free or at greatly reduced cost for veterans. And he has a huge warehouse, a former acid washed or stone washed jeans warehouse. Building's like 115 years old. It's a cool building. And they're doing a D&D tournament this weekend with a bunch of TikTok famous creators came to North Carolina to play D&D to raise money for the school. And I turned a dice tray for them and burned the school's logo into it and took it down and donated it on Friday and shot a little bit of video so that I could wrap up my video. And you know, it's pretty cool. Jeremy's a really cool dude. And like I said, very, very talented blacksmith, and he wants to share the art with others. And so it was cool to kind of make that connection. And through that connection, I got another connection to another veteran who's a woodworker who lives in Morganton. And I'm actually going out to visit him next Saturday and give him some one-on-one lathe turning, wood turning tutelage, but I don't know what you want to call it, instruction. But I have a Vietnam veteran and world-renowned wood turner named Mark Soleil coming to my shop Wednesday to give me one-on-one wood turning training. So, yeah, this coming week is really kind of pretty excited. And I get to go down to my buddy's house in South Carolina, just actually about 7 miles away from Mama Fester's house. He just got a brand new robust American Beauty lathe, and I get to go play with it. This is one of the best lathes in the world produced today. And he just got one, and he's like, come on down and come play with it. So, yeah, I got a good week coming up. Pretty excited.
Yeah, my dumb ass, Blank asked me earlier if something was happening tomorrow, and I feel fucking stupid. It is happening tomorrow. I didn't realize tomorrow was the 13th.
That usually comes after the 12th, so it's the 13th, usually.
So before I head into that, NorriseForgeBlades.com is the website for where JJ was talking about, if you want to check out.
Oh, ma'am wants to know if I'm going to do handles. No, Jeremy does his own handles, but I am going to give him some spalted maple because I have it coming out of my ears. And it's his favorite wood to make scales out of. So, and like I said, I've got it coming out of my ears. So I'm going to take some down to him. He's got all the stuff to stabilize it and dye it and do whatever he wants with it. And I can't turn it all. There's so much of it. So, yeah, like I said, it's a really good connection. I also have a bandsaw I can't use, but he has a guy that can refurbish it, put a bigger motor on it. So I'm donating it to him because I don't have the connections or the technical knowledge to do it myself. So I'm going to take the bandsaw down, donate it to the school, and that gets it out of my hair because we got to move soon anyway. So pretty exciting to just kind of be a part of, you know, what little I can provide to be a part of it. And like I said, I really want to attend the school. As cool as making knives is, I want to learn to make my own tools. I have some very specific tools that I would like to do myself. So that's an opportunity for me to do that. So it's pretty cool.
I look forward to seeing what you guys do. And I'm not going to lie. I hope you get to make videos and ask me to edit them because I can't wait.
I'm sure it can be... I'm sure that can be reached.
Cause I've been fucking itching here lately. Cause I'm like, oh, I need to do something creative. And all I want to do is like, I have these moments where I want to focus on one creative outlet and then I'll switch over to another one. Then I'll switch over to another one. Then I go back to the first, like that's how my brain works. But anyway, So Sunday, March 13th, 2022, at 10 a.m. The reason it's 10 a.m. is for overseas listeners and followers as well. Affinity Protocol from the Affinity team is beginning right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. That's 10 a.m. March 13th, Affinity Protocol. If you remember last week, we had Chris on to talk to us about that for a little bit. It will be live tomorrow, and for the most part, it will be live every other Sunday for about 1 hour is how long each show lasts. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, feel free to use the chat anyway. everything will go to podcast as per usual. It's about crypto. It's about stuff in that world. Have an open mind. If you come over here and listen to it, don't be a dick. You can be an asshole and make jokes with Chris and the team, but don't be a dick. All right. If I see you being a dick when I get back in the chat, that's it. Bye-bye. And you can try to use a VPN. This chat doesn't like VPNs. Ask previous people. but yes, again, that's Affinity Protocol, 10 a.m.
March 13th. That's tomorrow morning. It'll be every other week until further notice. Can't wait. I got to help him set up tonight for live because, well, we've been busy this week. Have been working on JJ's YouTube stuff, working on another friend's logo and trying to help her get set up for YouTube, helping Recoil with the music beds for Affinity and JJ and some other stuff, and doing the Caregivers Unite thing. Like this week, I think me and Chris stayed up until, well, he was up with me until 3:30 the other morning, getting the back end for the most part ready for the Caregivers Unite thing. And then I stayed up till about 10 o'clock working on it some more. And I just got the email protocol finished tonight. So, whoo.
Yeah, busy.
It's been a fucking week. How's your week been, brother? Mr. Oink?
You know, it's actually, we've picked up out here on the airfield. We got a lot of metal on the ground for some reason. And yeah, it's been pretty exciting this week. We had one of our guys decided to take leave, which is fine. I mean, so I left three of us there at the shop. You know, spring break, he's spending time with his kids. Nothing wrong with that. So yeah, we've been busy this week. But yeah, you guys were talking about weather and stuff this morning. I kind of laying here in bed and felt the bed shaking. I'm thinking, hey, maybe the wife's getting a little freaky on or something next to me. So I rolled over and nope, bed's empty. It was just Mother Nature playing a fucking prank. Fucking 5.2 earthquake. That's big, but yeah, enough to shake the bed and make me get all excited. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll go back to sleep. Never mind.
Big enough for you.
Other than that, it's been a typical week, man.
Big enough for you to go, all right, partner.
All right. And then roll over and like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Talk yep. about ruining a man's story. Dream.
Right? Story of my life. Oh, shit. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to ask you guys. I don't even know what I was going to ask you guys now.
Yeah, it will. It must not have been too important.
Right. Oh, shit. I can't talk.
Who's going to start snoring first?
No, I was tired. Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm trying to post, too.
That's what you get for trying to do too many things at once.
Hey, I thought you would have more to say than that.
No, it's like I said, it's been a busy week, but other than that, I mean, I was getting lucky this morning and nope, that didn't happen. Fuck.
I'll cut out the dead air. It's okay.
You had the natural magic fingers bed this morning.
Yes. Natural
You had the Griswold vacation special. Remember the massage Alaska bed? Edition. Remember the massage bed he puts the money in and it won't stop fucking going all over the place. And it gets worse. And then the kids come in and say, Mom, Dad, what are you doing? And you hear the bong from the spring and shit. Oh, fuck. Vacation movies are great. I don't care which one you watch. As long as it's got Chevy Chase in it, it's a great movie. But Chevy Chase is a piece of shit. No, he's not. Psh, there's a lot of actors that are pieces of shit on the set.
Yep. That's a fact.
Oh, shit. But,
Alec Baldwin.
No comment. Yeah. Suck-a-ga. Let's see. Mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, let me go over here and check really quick before I open my mouth, because I don't want to say something and then it not happen, and then all you be like, but Bo, you said on Barracks Talk Saturday that blah, blah, blah was having blah, blah, blah. So where is the blah, blah, blah? Because, yeah, I don't know. So let's see really quick. Yes, March 17th through March 22nd is free shipping here on DV Radio's store. So just go to dvradio.net, click on the store tab. Anything you buy, as long as you hit the little redeem button for your free shipping, or actually it's free standard shipping, so you shouldn't have to click the redeem button, but just make sure. I can't remember. Either way, free shipping, 17th through the 22nd of this month. That is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 days. That's 5 days to get your shit for free shipping. So get all the shit you want. I don't want to hear shipping. Unless you're oink. He'll probably have to pay dues or some shit.
Being probably. Probably. I mean, it's Alaska. Fuck.
Right. And then for March 30th to April 4th, you get 20% off everything. So either you go for the free shipping or you go for 20% off everything. You choose. Different dates, but you choose. We can't run two promos at the same time, but we have a lot of promos these days. So if you want to get free shipping, March 17th through the 22nd, if you want to get 20% off everything, that's the 30th through the 4th. So choose your destiny. Jesus fuck. It's only 8 goddamn 30. Motherfucker. We got 25 minutes fucking to go.
25 minutes of dead air.
Right? Oh my god. Hey, is little guy over there, JJ, how much more school he got? Is this his last year or he got another year?
No, he's a senior.
That's what I thought. So this
he's
is his
last year. Graduating. And then we gotta relocate.
Then you're kicking him out, right? You're putting him in a caravan.
I.
You're gonna tell him to go live.
I do not have the authority to execute that decision. And that's all I can say about that.
You're gonna be like, I found some gypsies. They need some help. They'll be back this way in about 10 years. We'll see you then.
Yeah, I don't. I got you. I don't know. I just know we got to relocate. Sis is here and working. Yes. She got hired at a shop in Thomasville yesterday.
Cool.
Very nice.
Badass. So, yeah. Doing her old stuff or?
Yeah, doing tattooing.
Sweet ass.
Yeah, so she's working in Thomasville right now.
I can't wait to see what she makes while she's here.
So, yeah, the housing market is
shit.
Going the same way as gas prices. Fucking fuck. But we're looking. We got to find, some place with 3 full bedrooms at least and so that we have an office/recording studio and some kind of a shop. And my goal, hopefully, is by the end of the year to make enough in sales that I can get my own robust lathe. So I have to have a shop with a concrete floor because my buddy Bart's robust lathe weighs 900 pounds. There's no way I could put it on the wood floor like what I've got in my shop. It would go right through the floor. So as it is, I had to put my lathe up on 8-quarter blocks, which if you don't know, when you buy lumber direct from a mill, not from Home Depot, you get it in quarters. So you don't get a 2x4, you get 8-quarter, which is 2 full inches thick. Like it's true square lumber, true to dimension. And my lathe was 2 inches too short. It's supposed to be right when you're standing next to it, relaxed, the center of the spindle is supposed to be right at your elbow. So I was always hunched over a tiny bit. Well, we all know my back is garbage. So, I mean, it hurts because they make countertops and sinks, kitchen sinks 3 inches too low. So it hurts me to do the dishes because I have to hunch down to get to the bottom of the sink. So I'm standing out there at the lathe for hours on end, hunched over just a little bit. And that makes things challenging. And the guy that Mark Soleil that I'm going to be working with on Wednesday said, well, put blocks under it. you know, you get too close to the forest to see the trees. And so my lathe is up on these blocks. And let me tell you, on that wooden floor, 2 inches extra high on a base that was engineered for it to be 2 inches lower, that bad boy rocks and rolls. I had a whole shop shaking the other day, broke a bowl, it rolled off the table it was sitting on and cracked because the whole shop was, the whole building was like, I need a lathe that's big enough to handle the off center pieces and stuff that I'm doing. And so, yeah, we're all kind of excited that we're going to be moving, and maybe even with the shit conditions with my VA loan guarantee, maybe we'll be able to find some place that's not going to break us. Maybe. We'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, you know, I'm planning on it. I think we're probably going to move more in your direction. We had talked about maybe around Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, which is basically the same distance from you that we are now, just in Tennessee. But I don't know. We'll see. We really need to get off our asses and start looking. We only have a few more months before he graduates. So
yeah, the sooner you can find a place and secure it, the better off you'll be.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully.
Hopefully things will work out.
And then we've got our guys over at 92 for 22 that can help you out too if you need any help with that stuff. So it is 92 for 22, right, Oink?
I believe, yeah. Brad and Ken.
Ken.
92 for 22. What do they do? I'm out of the loop.
They're the VA loan guys.
Oh yeah. You got to send me that link. I've heard you talk about them.
Yeah, I'm on with them a few times too.
You expect? I don't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning, bro.
Dude, I forgot about a show that's airing tomorrow that I've been trying to get to start for fucking years. So,
I mean, the only thing I can tell you for sure I had this morning was Battlegrounds Coffee. That's it.
Right. Speaking of Battlegrounds Coffee, it is DV Radio's own special blend of coffee. You can get it at euboracoffee.com. Portion of it comes back to DV Radio, and it is roasted order. No bitter aftertaste, nothing added like that shit from certain galaxy bucks and other dart gun companies that taste like shit, in all honesty. And I'm not gonna lie, Eubora is the only coffee, no matter what coffee I've had from them, it's the only coffee that doesn't fuck with my system. And I can drink it day or night. I can drink a cup. I can drink 3 cups, and I'm perfectly fine. It doesn't fuck with my Crohn's. It doesn't screw with anything at all. My mom loves it. Everybody here loves it. Recoil, Scav. I don't know who else is listening that has it now or gets it that likes it, but we've converted quite a few people. People hate us now, literally. Hate us for converting them to Battlegrounds. But it's a wonderful roast. If you want something darker, they've got darker. If you want something lighter, they've got lighter.
They even have some teas over there that are fucking great.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're fucking tea. Amazing. Have me some too.
Their Earl Grey. Oh my God. I've had some phenomenal Earl Grey teas before, but their Earl Grey. Wow.
There's something about the stuff they do to their coffee and tea, and I think it's just because it's all fucking natural, and I hate using that terminology, but I don't know what else to use. How else do you explain it? It is the, I'm going to say it, it's the best coffee and tea that I have ever had in my entire life. Straight up. I'm not going to lie. And that's not because they help us out. I'm being dead serious. I'd have told you that if Phil and Andre had been like, yeah, no, we're not going to help you. I'd still push them. They are that fucking good. I know people that love to add cream and sugar to their coffee. They stopped adding cream and sugar to their coffee. I mean,
Call me a sadomasochist.
Well, most of the time they did that shit to hide that bitter taste. You know what I'm saying? And there is no bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
So
call me a sadomasochist, but I love my black coffee, and this coffee is great black. So yeah, try it. It's yourboarcoffee.com. If you don't want to get Battlegrounds, or if you don't like Battlegrounds, get something else. We do urge you to try their whole bean. You will have to get a grinder. But if you'd rather have ground, go ahead and get ground. The whole bean, the flavor lasts longer. Don't put it in your fucking freezer, folks. All right?
Don't freeze your coffee, idiots.
I don't know how many people I have like jumped down their throats. I put it in the freezer so I could keep it. Bitch, you just ruined it. Stop it. You just put fucking water in your fucking coffee. That's basically what you done. Anyway, I mean, calm down, Bill.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if you're not into the Battlegrounds, their Sumatra is head and shoulders above any other Sumatra I've had.
Yeah,
that's it's phenomenal.
Saying. Yeah,
it is phenomenal.
And I can attest to their customer service, but I'll let JJ and Oink tell you how great their customer service is.
It's pretty damn good.
Back in the day, they something happened, and they substituted the Battlegrounds for one of their other blends. They didn't think anything of it. But as soon as we contacted them, they were very apologetic, you know, and made it right by sending the correct order of Battlegrounds. And, you know, they didn't have to, because I'm obviously the Patreon member and get it monthly anyway. But no, as soon as we contacted them, they were actually they were like, why didn't you guys say something sooner? You know?
Yeah.
They had a problem with their on the Battlegrounds line. They had a problem with their vacuum sealing machine. So I got a box and I could smell coffee, which meant that it wasn't sealed. And I contacted them immediately. I'm like, look, I love your coffee, but for the price, it better be vacuum sealed when it gets here. I'm not trying to be an asshole. This is a problem. They sent me two new bags. So I ended up with four bags of Battlegrounds that month because it wasn't sealed. And, their bragging line is that this is, they roast the coffee the day you order it and mail it that day if they can. So if they're going to brag that it's the freshest coffee you can get, then the sealing machine has to work. But it wasn't, I mean, they were really cool about it. I sent pictures to show them because you could see where the bag had it lined up in the machine. And they were like, thank you for the pictures. That showed us exactly what was wrong, and we were able to fix the machine. So that's really good customer service. Yep. They could have been you know.
And I know
I don't know if they're out of the Navy yet, but they started all this while on active duty.
Yeah. I know some people out there, they tend to be over egregious when they contact customer service. Just be nice, please.
I was just like, hey, guys.
No, not you. I'm telling the listeners. I don't
want No. And that's just it. It's like, you know, I wasn't like, hey, fucking cost me an arm and a leg. You better fix your shit. I was like, you know what? This is expensive coffee. And I don't mind paying a premium for premium coffee, but then it needs to be delivered in a premium manner.
Well, not only once in a while, their family comes in and helps him, his kids and wife. And once in a while, you'll get a letter from a kid, from one of his kids or the wife. I've gotten multiple letters and I'm like, dude, this is great. And he's like, I didn't even know she'd done that.
So, I actually think I got a note from the wife this time.
My
order came last week. Yeah.
And you know, it's not something you expect from any company, especially a company like that. And they're just great all around. I can't praise them enough. I know we taught them up as much as we can, but
another company with customer service just as good.
We're waiting. We're waiting.
K-Bar, man. Chris and K-Bar does the same shit.
I don't know. I've not ordered from him in a long time.
Oh, man. Well, I order from him every month. I got a batch of beard oil or beard grease that there was no scent. Like it was just the wax ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, something's wrong. It doesn't smell. I had a new can 2 days later.
So the drain doesn't smell. That's usually not.
Yeah,
what you
no,
tell
it did.
People.
Yeah,
that's usually not. Did, like, that's usually not what you want to say.
Well, I mean, it was whiskey and bad decisions. I expect it to smell like whiskey and bad decisions, you know. But Chris is the same way, man. He's just—I mean, he's on top of it with the customer service. And I think that, by and large, I'm not going to say all, or maybe even most, but if you were to do averages, veteran-owned companies, in my experience, really work hard to deliver what they say they're going to deliver.
Yep.
Period.
Well,
I've also noticed
that a lot of these older individuals that have companies that they run out of their home, they don't mention that they're veterans. But I can tell when I'm talking to a veteran in an email so fucking quickly, it's not even funny. And they're so fucking professional. They're nice, but sarcastic without being a dick. Like, it's so refreshing at times to get customer service that is meaningful and about the customer instead of, well, it's about the customer and company. That's how I should put it. Mm-hmm. Because even though the customer, quote unquote, is always right, the customer is not always right. And
yeah,
if you're nice to the company, they'll work with you 9 times out of 10. And 9 times out of 10, your verbiage to other people about that company's customer service makes people want to exclusively use those companies. And any company we've mentioned here, K-Bar, Eubora, Bottle Breacher, Hard Luck, the list goes on. Most likely it's because, not because we know them, but because we've interacted with their customer service. And that is like, that speaks volumes. It really does. For a company, customer service speaks volumes. I've got a UPS machine. If you don't know what an UPS machine is, it is to back up your accessories like computers and stuff like that, in the instance of a power outage. Well, the company I bought mine from is a piece of shit. And I'll tell you why. So I order a combo package from Amazon through their store on Amazon. And it comes with an extra battery and the system itself. Well, it gets here and it's not the correct battery. So I'm like, okay, I'll tell Amazon that I need the correct battery. Well, Amazon sends you what is on the store site to send you. They send me a second battery. It's the wrong fucking battery. So I contact the company and I'm like, look, I used your Amazon store and I got this and it's wrong. Well, what seems to be the problem? I got the wrong fucking battery twice. And I paid a shit ton of money and blah, 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 blah. So their fix is to send me a whole new system instead of an $80 battery. And I was like, so I'm going to have two systems. Use one system for at least 5 years until the battery goes out, and then have the other system that is supposed to be the backup to the first system, and that battery is probably going to give out that's in that fucking system by the time that I need to use it. And then I'm going to have another system that is basically a paperweight. That's your fix for this. I was like, unless you can send me a battery, I don't want to hear anything else from you. And I've not heard anything else from them. They are a piece of shit company. I'm not going to say who they were yet. Yet.
I can tell you, we had UP systems on the ship way back on John F. Kennedy back in 97. We had UP systems. And if you've never been on a conventional aircraft carrier, you lose power almost daily.
Yeah.
It's just like a regular occurrence. Oh, something's wrong in engineering again. And, I grew to hate the emergency alarm beep on an UP system.
Yeah.
Within weeks. It's just like, beep, beep, fuck. Why even have them if the battery's so, if it, in a situation like that where the power goes out on a regular basis, an UP system lasts about 3 months.
Yeah.
But in the military supply system, you can't replace them fast enough, as fast as they shit the bed. You just can't.
Yep.
Ugh.
I sort of
think in the fucking military.
I sort of thought about trying to hit up somebody within certain organizations to see if they can get me the right battery for free.
You could probably find a warehouse full of them in the what is it? What's a defense reusal? DRMO.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you send somebody to a base to a DRMO, I bet you could find a warehouse full of those batteries, like, you know, in Indiana or somewhere.
Well, which
exact same battery?
Do you know what up system they even use these days?
These days, no. Yeah. We used smart ups back in 1997.
I don't even think they're around anymore.
They don't exist anymore.
Somebody bought them.
It was an analog up system. Okay.
Somebody bought them out, and I can't remember who it was. Where somebody bought the name, one of the two, I can't remember. Anyway, we've got 5 minutes, and I'm
we didn't have to have up systems on the nuclear carrier because it never lost power.
I was hearing you say it was fucking nuclear powered. So
we never lost power on it. On the Lincoln, we never lost power unless there was a fire and they shut it off to a sector of the ship.
But nuclear power is bad. Al Gore said so. Anyway, oink. Last thoughts for Barracks Talk and our listeners.
Last thoughts. If you guys need help, reach out. If you need to, one of the great places we can't talk about enough is objectivezero.org or download their, you know, app for your devices. But if you guys need to reach out and talk to somebody, there's always an ambassador there willing to talk. And you could do it old school, by a phone or by video chat or even just text messaging back and forth. But don't feel like you're struggling alone. There's folks out there that care. So reach out if you need help.
Definitely. JJ, our listeners need to hear your thoughts one last time.
Oh, geez. I'm supposed to think now?
I mean, you can pull a Google and be like, I don't know, and sit there for 5 minutes trying to figure something out.
I will say this. The past 2 years, in a lot of ways, there was a lot of reinforced isolation, and recovering from having to be isolated has been challenging, because guess what us, you know, veterans like to do is just go hide and isolate. And so it was safe. I'm breaking out of that isolation. And I got to tell you, the isolation was never good.
Yeah.
Reach out doesn't even begin to cover it. Look, COVID's no longer a thing. If if you're at high risk, you know how to protect yourself. And if you're sick, don't go anywhere. But if you're healthy, walk out your front door. Go out. Go visit. Go meet new people.
What JJ is saying, basically, don't be a Niles Crane.
Yeah. Get back out the door. Go out. Stop isolating.
Yeah.
And not to bring things down or anything, but if you look at any of the studies, suicide rates over the past 2 years have gone through the roof. Active duty, veterans, and civilians. It has not been a good thing. Stop it. Walk out your front door. Breathe in the sunlight, the fresh air. Get some sunlight. Go see people. Do it.
Definitely. Definitely.
I can't tell you how good it feels to be reaching out and going places and visiting people and doing things, activities.
Let me tell you, every time JJ or Nevermore shows up, I talk my ass off and they're trying to go out the door. It's that great.
Yeah. If gas wasn't such a fucking rectal ramming.
I know. Get you an electric car. Anyway, we need to end the show.
I got your electric car.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Affinity Protocol from the Affinity team. Chris will be heading it. It will be live. Please join them here in the chat room right here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. That's tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., right here on DVRadio.net. It's Affinity Protocol from the Affinity team. It will be live. Hopefully I can make it. If not, I hope you guys enjoy it. Learn something. It's a little educational. It's a little fun, et cetera, et cetera. DVFarm.org, smile.amazon.com, make DVFarm your charity of choice. Don't forget, free shipping begins on March 17th, ends on the 22nd here on DVRadio.net store. And then you can get 20% off from March 30th until April 4th at the DV Radio store. For Oink and JJ and all those who said, fuck off, I'm not joining Barrett's Talk tonight. I'm Boner Wood. You just heard Barrett's Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next week, fucksicles. Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.